At first sight, the altarpiece, with its thick blue and gold distemper, seems to be foreign to the stalls, although it was executed at the same period. The Saint-Colin marble high altar was only installed in 1737. The altarpiece has a base in imitation marble, above which is a carved frieze, also known as a predella. It comprises some 115 18-centimetre-high figures in 27 different bas-reliefs divided into two cycles, the childhoods of the Virgin Mary and of Christ, and below the niches, the cycle of Christ's Passion. Out of respect for the sanctuary, you're requested not to go beyond the balustrade. The artist has taken his inspiration from the apocryphal Gospels, popularised from the 13th century on by Jacob de Voragine's celebrated Golden Legend. Many scenes in the images devoted to the Virgin's parents, Anne and Joachim, are taken from this best-selling work of popular edification, sold in parts by travelling peddlers, and which was read repeatedly by ordinary people right up until the early 20th century. Above the predella, the central part of the altarpiece comprises two levels. The five niches show a Madonna and Child, flanked by St. John the Baptist, St. Sebastian and two bishops. Above these, the Eternal Father raises his hand in blessing, holding a globe in the other. On his left stands Moses holding the tables of the law, and on his right is the prophet Elias. Two bas-reliefs next comprise an Annunciation scene, with the Virgin on the right and the Archangel Gabriel on the left. Next come Saints Peter and Paul, and lastly, at the extreme right are the Virgin and Child. At the far left are Saint Anne, the Virgin and the infant Jesus. The altarpiece is topped by five lanterns with openwork pinnacles. At the feet of the Eternal Father is the dove representing the Holy Ghost, which was used to hang the pyx containing the Holy Sacrament before the Council of Trent and the introduction of tabernacles.